Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police standoff ends peacefully after 3 hours in South Wichita. We've got the story.
I'm Dan O'Neill. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran holds a town hall meeting.
Unruly passenger causes problems on a Delta flight. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We'll be watching a front that pushes into central Kansas this afternoon, and that could be the focus for strong thunderstorms later in the day. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Police say a standoff with a wanted suspect in South Wichita ended peacefully shortly before 10 o'clock Thursday night. It began around 7 in the area of 47th Street South in Seneca. The car left in the front yard of a home was reported to have been the subject of a police chase. Suspect apparently jumped out of the vehicle and entered the home. Officers blocked off the streets around the area, and they worked to talk him into surrendering, which he did about 3 hours later.
Kansas Senator Jerry Moran fielded some tough questions during a town hall meeting, mostly about health care.
Critics of Republican efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act packed Moran's town hall meeting Thursday in Pelco in western Kansas. About 150 people attempted to squeeze into a room meant for a crowd less than half that size. Senator Moran says he opposes a bill drafted by GOP leaders in the Senate, and that brought some applause. The event took place in Rooks County. Moran grew up in nearby Plainville. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Republican Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall spoke out about North Korea during a town hall meeting in Meade yesterday.
If we do nothing, within 12 months or sooner, this nut guy is going to be able to reach Seattle, Los Angeles with a nuclear warhead. Within 2 years, he'll be able to send a nuclear missile and hit Fort Riley or McConnell Air Force Base if we do nothing.
Congressman Marshall says he hopes the U.S. will find a better solution than military force in North Korea, as there would be a large number of casualties and South Korea would be put in danger.
As the leaders of the world's economic superpowers arrived in Hamburg, Germany for the G20 summit, crowds of protesters swarmed the streets, clashing with police. ABC's Cecilia Vega is there.
Some throwing bottles at German police in riot gear. Officers trying to disperse the crowds, tackling people to the ground, kicking others. Finally, turning water cannons on them, the streets covered in a cloud of tear gas. The marchers protesting globalization and capitalism, many of them in black masks.
An unruly passenger caused a Delta flight to return to Seattle last night.
Delta Airlines Flight 129 took off from Seattle for Beijing, only to turn around about 45 minutes later after a passenger allegedly assaulted one of the flight attendants. Police say several passengers jumped in to help subdue the person. One flight attendant and a passenger were injured. The person was detained and questioned by the FBI once back on the ground. The FBI says there is no indication it was terrorism or a national security threat. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Georgia man pleaded guilty in a fraud scheme that cost Sedgwick County more than $500,000. U.S. Attorney Tom Beal says 49-year-old George James of Brookhaven, Georgia, pleaded guilty to wire fraud. In October, Sedgwick County received an email from someone claiming to be from Corneo & Sons, asking the county to send payments to a new bank account. The county sent about $566,000 to James' account. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Were Royals fans savvy enough on social media to get their guy into the All-Star game? Well, we'll have those results coming up in sports.
Interested in marketing your product overseas? Local help is available. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
The
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning. Are you interested in marketing your product overseas? You may want to contact Karen Page, president of Kansas Global Trade Services, to get some valuable help. Page tells KNSS News, Global Trade has helped the Wichita area in its slow recovery after the Great Recession of 2008.
Had we not had exports to supplement some of that, we would have been in worse shape than we were. Because exports for the metro economy, the Wichita economy, it's about 25% of our total economy.
Karen Page is our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
The job market could heat up as we head into the fall.
It may not be a bad idea to take a summer break from a job search. Career Builder says 60% of employers plan to hire full-time permanent employees in the second half of the year, up from 50% last year, especially in these fields.
Information technology is number one. Not a big surprise there. That's followed by manufacturing, healthcare, and financial services. All of those industries are expected to outperform the national average for hiring.
Spokeswoman Jennifer Grass says pays rise. Too.
Job seekers are in a better position to negotiate compensation at all levels within organizations.
Even entry-level jobs. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Tonight's Mega Millions drawing is back in Illinois after lawmakers in that state overcame long odds to pass a budget.
When Illinois lawmakers failed to pass a budget for a third straight year on June 30th, it meant the state no longer had the authority to pay Powerball and Mega Millions jackpot winners in the state. So the two massive lottery games pulled out. But Senate President John Cullerton said when a budget deal was passed, authority would be restored.
Immediately. This budget has immediate effect of date.
The Illinois Lottery announced Thursday night Mega Millions and Powerball jackpot ticket sales have resumed. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes. It's past 7 o'clock.
We have a traffic slowdown on I-235, and what they're saying is northbound I-235 right around Kellogg. Traffic moving kind of slow right there, so watch for that slowdown. Traffic update, KNSS Radio, I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Good morning, Leon.
Good. How's your Friday morning going?
It seems to be a little muggy out there, okay? Yeah.
A little
muggy.
Master of the understatement. Yeah, the humidity is going to play against us this afternoon. Bad hair day. And the problem is highs are going to be up around 97, so the heat index, you know what that means, is going to be over. Probably feel like it's over 100 degrees this afternoon. A stray storm or two can't be ruled out with all this heat and humidity. You know that pot's going to boil over at some point in time, but it's just a hot afternoon. Not a lot of breeze either to stir things around, so I would say isolate a storm or two possible late this afternoon. Better chance of some rain tonight. But the good news is a cold front is moving in, so that means tomorrow, instead of upper 90s, we're going to be looking at upper 80s.
Should I cancel anything tonight?
I wouldn't. I don't think so. Unless you're planning on being out around midnight, 1 o'clock. And then if that's the case, you know, maybe cancel that overnight barbecue you're going to have.
Well, I'm usually at midnight or 1 o'clock, I'm nowhere, okay?
That's normally the time we're starting to get up.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I'm still on the planet at midnight.
Exactly.
The weekend looks pretty good then, as far if we can get past tonight and the mugginess, huh?
Yeah, weekend doesn't look bad again. I think it's going to be overnight showers and storms in the wee hours of the morning. We'll probably keep some storms or some at least showers going tomorrow morning. We'll wake up Saturday with overcast conditions. And then as we go through the day on Saturday, it should continue to improve a little bit. Stray shower storm, like I said, but 89 for a high tomorrow. Low 90s on Sunday with a stray storm or two possible popping up in the afternoon. I wouldn't cancel any outdoor plans based on that, just to keep an eye to the sky and have a plan B.
You see anything on the radar across Kansas this morning? There's pretty well nothing there, huh?
Only in extreme western Kansas, off to the west of Hayes, we have a couple of light showers that are diminishing real quickly. And again, we have a stationary front, kind of a slow-moving cold front draped across the state. So those are formed right up on that front, and they're going to dissipate as we warm things up a little bit this morning, and then we'll refire stuff this afternoon along that same front. But it's going to be late afternoon, and that front never gets through Wichita until overnight tonight.
All right. Thank you, Leon. Appreciate it this morning. Mostly cloudy now, 72 degrees, south wind at 7 miles per hour. And the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. It is 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock, and they're having some problems. You know, we've had some problems with budget here in Kansas, but at least we pass one every year. In Illinois, they're having a tough time with their state budget. Thought I'd check in with ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow in Chicago this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Yeah, Illinois, for the first time since 2015, has passed a state budget, but this was not easy. First of all, the budget deadline was June 30th. That came and went without a deal. The 4th of July holiday is probably what saved the state more than anything, because the credit agencies had threatened to drop the state's bond status to junk bond status as soon as a budget wasn't passed. But the fact that the 4th of July fell on a Tuesday, they didn't act on Monday. There was some legislation that was being done on the 4th of July, and then the governor's veto, they kind of extended their time a little bit. But finally, there is a budget in place. This budget includes a 32% income tax increase.
Sounds
big. It is pretty big. It'll amount to about $600 more per family of 50 that makes $50,000 a year. However, I do want to point out that Illinois' income tax rate is still below 5%, which is less than about there are 34 states across the country that have a higher rate. But we lost Powerball, we lost Mega Millions. Those now come back. Now the question is, will these credit agencies continue their downgrade, or have they seen enough to give the thumbs up and keep them at the triple B minus level they're at right now?
Here in Kansas, Ryan, our Constitution says we need to have a balanced budget every year. Do you have anything like that in Illinois?
No, and that's one of the problems right there. I mean, we're supposed to have one. This is something that hasn't been done since the Great Depression, where it's gone two-plus years without a state budget. So, you know, and this budget here that was passed, by no means satisfies every issue that the state has right now. There's, get this, $251 billion, with a B, billion dollars in unfunded pension liability right now in the state. The school system's funding formula completely messed up right now, and that's something that both sides are trying to figure out. So even though this budget passed, there's still questions as to whether Chicago Public Schools or some of these other urban public school areas, Rockford, Springfield, Illinois, whether they'll be able to open up on time. So this is by no means a done deal yet, and the state still has some choppy waters ahead.
Of course, here in Kansas, we've been having a problem with the spending on our schools, but nothing compared to what you just told me. That is out of sight.
It's been a problem, and these things were put into motion decades ago.
I mean,
this isn't something that just kind of cropped up. The governor's done everything he can to try and change the formula, but you know, it's come to the extent of credit ratings downgrades, and he actually vetoed the income tax hike as well as the budget, essentially saying, I'd rather take the credit downgrade to junk bond status, which will limit our borrowing power as well as increase our interest rates, overtaxing the people more. But the state Senate stepped in and said, no, the state Senate and the House stepped in and say, no, that we've got to get this taken care of first.
So how did Illinois get there? Is it a matter of over the years, just more and more programs and spending?
Yeah, you know, the formula has been off for quite some time now, and everyone's pointing the finger at which administration, whether it was Blagojevich, whether it was Edgar, whether it was some of the governors who came before. It's an absolute mess right now.
All right. Well, listen, we thank you for your time this morning. That's Ryan Burrow, ABC News correspondent in Chicago. Did you hear that? A $250 billion liability when it comes to their teachers' retirement fund.
Wow. It's incredible.
And we thought we had problems in Kansas. But, of course, Illinois is a big state, very popular state. And he said that, I don't know if you were hearing that, Ted, in the studio in there, but they've passed what did he say, 30% plus increase in income taxes for people in Illinois trying to get that budgeted balance. Woo! That's tough. All right, it's 7:16 now, Steve and Ted. Warmer yesterday in south central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature, 94 degrees, normal high 92. And in 1908 on this date, the temperature in Salina fell to 46 degrees. Set a record low temperature for the city in the month of July. Can you imagine 46 degrees?
A little chilly for July.
You bet. Hey, we got a birthday. We like to remember people and birthdays, especially prominent well-known people like Channel 12 meteorologist Merrill Teller. Merrill's having a birthday tomorrow, I understand.
Happy birthday, Merrill, in advance.
He's been in this market for years and years and years. He and I have worked together a couple of times over the years.
You were in the same Hall of Fame class?
2008, the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Inducted Merrill, and I was in the class, and Mitch Holthus.
Yeah.
And Mitch is going to come in about it. Hey, shall we tell him? Tell the listeners about an hour from now.
Yeah.
Got Mitch Holtis coming on. Of course, he is the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. And we are the home, the radio home of the Kansas City Chiefs this year.
Yep.
98.7 and 1330.
How excited are we about that?
And Mitch is going to be on with us today, but then we're going to get him back later as a training camp begins later in the month, right, Ted?
Yep.
So be listening for that. And that's all coming up here with Steve and Ted. It was on this date in 1981, President Ronald Reagan announced he was nominating Arizona Judge Sandra Day O'Connor to become the first female justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. A little lady from Arizona, kind of a Western type person who I always liked her, and I've always liked her and thought she was a great personality, a strong person, and a good presence on the Supreme Court. And that was in 1981. And President Reagan, who was considered by some people to be this right-wing Neanderthal, which he was not, but some people had that impression, he comes up with the first female nominee. And I think that was I know he never regretted it. She made a terrific justice.
Pretty solid pick for the court.
Great pick. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. It's Sports Time with Ted Woodward as the Royals are back in action again tonight. Right, Ted?
Royals are playing the team that they've played the least ever in Major League Baseball. The Los Angeles Dodgers. The Royals and the Dodgers have only met 9 times ever. The Royals have won 5 of those games. The Royals have only ever been to Dodger Stadium once. That was a 3-game series 14 years ago, back in 2003. So the Royals don't get to Chavez Ravine very often, but they will be there this weekend for games. 9 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow, 3 o'clock Sunday. The Royals visiting the Dodgers. Both teams are red hot. They've won 6 of their last 7. The Dodgers are the top team in the National League right now. You can listen to all those Royals-Dodgers games on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And the Royals get one more representative on the All-Star team. Royals third baseman Mike Moustakas won the final vote, getting that last roster spot on the American League squad by votes from social media and online voting. Moustakas also won that final vote back in 2015, so he's accomplished that 2 times in the last 3 years.
So who else? Perez is on there from the
Salvador Rams. Perez will be the starting catcher.
There you go.
And you've also got Jason Vargas as
a
pitcher.
Terrific pitching.
Yeah. So there's your 3 Royals All-Stars, and Moustakas will also be in the home run derby on Monday night. So Moustakas gets an All-Star spot. Pro baseball. The Wichita Wingnuts will be in South Dakota this weekend, taking on the last place Sioux Falls Canaries. Games tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon. Wingnuts have won their last 11 road games. They are the top team in the league. They have a 10.5-game lead atop the South Division. Soccer action tomorrow night in Northeast Wichita. Stryker Complex at 29th and Greenwich. FC Wichita hosting Dallas City at 7:30 tomorrow night. FC Wichita right now in first place atop the conference standings. Racing tomorrow night up in Park City. Racing at 81 Speedway on Saturday night at 7 o'clock on the dirt track. Pro tennis here in town. Men's tennis action, the USTA. Wichita Open action. That's all taking place at Wichita State University. The doubles finals are today. And singles quarterfinals matches take place today. Pro basketball, NBA in the Summer League in Utah. The final day of competition there yesterday. The Boston Celtics in action, starting at guard for the Celtics. Kadeem Allen, formerly from Hutchinson Community College. At 4 points, 3 steals, a couple of assists, a couple of rebounds. Kadeem Allen trying to get a roster spot with the Celtics. At Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. The situation continues to get worse in Venezuela. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.